All right, so lately I've been thinking a lot about social media and, all those perfectly filtered lives we see online and how that might actually be playing a role in the rising anxiety levels we're seeing in teenagers. So we're going to dive deep into chapter 5 of Verner Lee's Adolescent Anxiety, a social media pandemic,
Okay.
to really unpack this whole thing.
Sound good.
Yeah, and what's interesting is on the surface, wanting to be liked and accepted, it seems harmless, right?
Cool.
Like pretty natural even. But Lee suggests it's a whole different ballgame when you bring social media into the mix,
It really is.
especially for teenagers.
And in this chapter, he really focuses on validation-seeking behavior.
Okay.
And he argues that it's like a central piece to understanding, this whole phenomenon.
That makes sense because, teenagers are already trying to figure out who they are, where they fit in, and then you add this whole other layer of constantly being judged and evaluated by their peers online.
And Lee actually defines validation seeking as this tendency to rely on external sources. Things like those likes and comments we were talking about to determine their sense of self-worth.
Okay, so it's not just about sharing experiences anymore. It's about, getting that validation and comparing yourself to everyone else.
And he highlights some research showing that teens, they often gauge their social standing based on how much engagement they get on social media.
Wow.
So yeah, those likes, comments, the number of followers.
It all becomes like a measure of how worthy they are.
It really does.
I can see how that would lead to some serious anxiety.
Absolutely. And this constant comparison can be so detrimental.
Right.
You're just bombarded with these like idealized versions of people's lives.
It's like everyone's highlight reel 24/7.
It's the highlight reel. And it's easy to start feeling inadequate when you're comparing your everyday moments
Right.
to their carefully curated online personas,
Yeah, it's like everyone's trying to project this image of perfection. Yeah.
which just makes everyone else feel like they're falling short.
Absolutely. And Lee dives into the psychological roots of this validation-seeking behavior.
What's going on there?
He outlines like three key factors that I think are worth exploring.
Okay, lay it on me.
All right, so the first one we've kind of already touched upon. It's this idea of social comparison. And it's this innate human tendency to size ourselves up against other people. And social media just like amplifies this to the extreme.
Because now you're not just comparing yourself to like the people in your immediate circle.
Right.
It's like everybody on the internet.
Yeah. To everyone, and they're perfectly filtered dog. The second factor Lee talks about is identity building. So adolescence is this time of intense self-discovery, and social media has become a primary stage for this process.
So how do they do that?
Teens, they craft these online identities. They experiment with different personas, and the feedback they get shapes their sense of self. So it's like this mirror reflecting back how they're perceived. Which could be good or bad, I guess.
It can be both empowering and terrifying all at the same time.
That's a good way to put it.
And it could be incredibly addictive too.
Especially for teenagers.
And that brings us to that third factor, which is the instant gratification of that approval-seeking behavior.
Oh, yeah, those notifications. They give you that little dopamine hit.
Like a drug.
Totally.
Social media platforms are literally designed to trigger those reward pathways in our brains.
Wow.
Every new follower, it gives you this like little burst of pleasure.
It's like a cycle. You get the validation, you crave more validation, and then you get anxious when it's not there.
It's a vicious cycle.
And Lee argues that this cycle is a major driver of anxiety in teens.
It really is.
But he goes on to say that this fear of judgment and rejection, it's not just an online thing.
It's not just about social media.
So it's like a broader thing that social media is just amplifying.
It's this deep-rooted human need for connection and belonging,
Yeah, we all have that fear of being ostracized or not being good enough.
It's natural.
Yeah, like from an evolutionary standpoint, I guess it makes sense.
Absolutely.
Being part of a tribe was essential for survival.
Totally.
But Lee points out that in today's world, it's like this hyper-connected world that fear can become so amplified to the point where it paralyzes us.
It's true.
Okay, so we've established that this need for validation, along with that fear of judgment, it's a powerful combination.
It is.
But how does that actually play out in the lives of teenagers?
That's a great question.
Like, what are the real-world consequences of all this anxiety?
That's what we'll talk about next.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's get into it. Well, one of the things Lee talks about is this tendency to withdraw from social situations.
Yeah.
You know, teens, they're already navigating these complex social hierarchies, dealing with peer pressure and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they might start avoiding things like parties, school events, or even just hanging out with friends.
Because they're afraid of being judged?
Exactly. Terrified of being rejected.
Wow, that's tough.
It is. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
They
avoid connection because they're afraid of rejection.
Right.
But then that isolation just makes them feel even more anxious and lonely.
And lonelier, yeah.
Which then fuels that validation-seeking behavior online.
So it's like a cycle?
Exactly. It's a vicious cycle.
It's sad.
It is. These are like crucial years for developing social skills.
Yeah.
Building meaningful relationships.
For sure.
And this fear, it can really hold them back.
Speaking of relationships.
Yeah.
How does this fear of judgment affect teenagers' ability to form and maintain friendships?
Another good question.
Yeah.
Lee describes this constant worry about saying or doing the wrong thing.
Okay.
You know, not being cool enough or funny enough. Which can make it so hard for them to really let people in.
It's like they're always putting on a show, mm-hmm. trying to present this perfect version of themselves.
Exactly. And that just creates distance.
Right.
Prevents genuine connection.
And it probably doesn't just affect their social lives.
It doesn't.
I bet it spills over into other areas.
Mm-hmm. Like school, for example.
Oh, yeah. School was rough.
Yeah.
I remember being so self-conscious, always worried about what everyone thought of me.
It's hard to focus on learning.
Right.
When you're constantly preoccupied with your social standing.
Exactly. Like, my brain was hijacked by that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard to think about anything else.
And Lee points out that this can have a significant impact on academic performance.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, imagine trying to concentrate on your studies.
Yeah.
When you're worried about what your classmates think.
Right. Or, like, raising your hand in class.
Yeah. Terrified of looking stupid.
I felt that.
And this anxiety, it can also manifest physically, you know, leading to symptoms like sweating, trembling, a racing heart.
So it's not just in their heads.
No, it affects their bodies too.
This is serious?
It is. And the long-term implications can be even more concerning.
Like what?
Lee says that untreated anxiety can have a ripple effect.
Okay.
Impacting their self-esteem, their relationships, their overall well-being.
Wow.
It can lead to depression, substance abuse.
Oh, no.
Even suicidal thoughts.
That's scary. We need to be taking this seriously.
We do.
What does Lee recommend in terms of support for these teens who are struggling?
Well, one of the most important things he says is open communication.
Okay.
Creating a safe space where teens feel comfortable talking about their struggles.
Like with their parents?
Yeah, parents, teachers, other trusted adults.
Just feeling heard and understood.
Exactly. It can make a huge difference.
What about professional help?
He does talk about therapy.
What kind?
Specifically, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT.
Okay.
He says it's an effective treatment for anxiety.
So it's not just about managing the symptoms?
No, it's about equipping teens with the tools.
To, like, actually challenge those negative thoughts.
Exactly. The ones that are fueling their anxiety.
Yeah, to change the way they think and react in those situations.
Right. And while therapy is often essential,
mm-hmm.
Lee also highlights a number of strategies that teens can use on their own.
Oh, interesting. Like what?
Well, one of the most important is fostering a healthy balance.
Okay.
Between online and offline activities.
So like limiting screen time?
Yeah. He encourages them to be mindful of their social media use.
It's so easy to get sucked in.
It is.
Yeah.
But stepping away from the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Engaging in activities you enjoy.
Like what?
Spending time with loved ones, getting some exercise.
All good stuff.
Things that can help reduce anxiety and boost your mood.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's crucial to focus on building self-esteem.
Okay.
Based on intrinsic qualities.
Not external validation.
Exactly. Recognizing your strengths, celebrating your accomplishments, practicing self-compassion.
It's about valuing yourself for who you are, not for how many likes you get.
Exactly. And that's a message we need to be reinforcing.
Especially in today's world.
Absolutely.
You know, all this talk about the negative impacts of social media
yeah.
made me wonder, can social media ever be a source of positive validation?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And while Lee doesn't explicitly address it,
okay.
it's definitely worth considering.
Because we know that social media can be a powerful tool for connection.
Mm-hmm. And community building.
So maybe it's not about ditching social media completely,
Right.
but more about being intentional with how we use it.
Exactly. Curating your online experience.
Okay.
Surrounding yourself with people who lift you up.
Yeah.
Focusing on the positive aspects of connection and community.
Like following accounts that inspire you, that
Yes.
make you feel good about yourself, and using your platform to spread positivity.
I love that, shifting the
Their
focus
external
to
validation,
internal validation.
seeking approval to offering encouragement.
That's the goal.
Before we wrap up this deep dive into Lee's work,
Yeah.
I wanted to circle back to something he mentioned
Okay.
about this fear of judgment and rejection being a wider phenomenon.
Right. It's not just teenagers or social media.
So, what are some signs that this fear might be holding us back?
Even if we're not teenagers glued to our phones.
I think for me, it's like when I avoid certain conversations
Yeah.
or I hesitate to share my ideas because I'm worried about what people will think.
Absolutely.
Ugh, it can be so frustrating.
It is. And you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
It's that feeling of holding back,
Right.
constantly second guessing yourself,
Yeah.
overthinking every interaction, or maybe not even being able to fully express your thoughts and feelings
Yeah.
because that fear of judgment or rejection is just looming over you.
It's like you said earlier, it's this deep-seated human need to belong,
Right.
but sometimes it backfires and
Yeah.
ends up isolating us even more.
Absolutely. And just like we discussed with teens, recognizing it is the first step.
So what do we do then?
Well, it's about becoming aware of those patterns.
Okay.
You know, those moments where the fear takes over. And then, just like Lee suggests for adolescents,
Yeah.
we can actively challenge those negative thought patterns.
So how do we do that?
Well, therapy can be really helpful.
Yeah.
Talking to someone, practicing self-compassion, building our self-esteem from the inside out.
It's a journey, isn't it?
It really is.
Learning to value ourselves
Yeah.
for who we are, flaws and all,
Flaws and
and
all.
knowing that we're worthy of love and belonging, no
Absolutely.
matter what anyone else thinks.
It's a continuous process,
Yeah.
not a destination.
But it's worth it.
So worth it.
As we wrap up our deep dive into Lee's work,
Yeah.
I'm feeling a mix of emotions,
I bet.
definitely cautious, you know, realizing how deeply this fear of judgment can affect us.
Especially in the age of social media.
But there's also hope.
There is.
Lee's work shows us the potential pitfalls, but
Right.
it also gives us a path forward.
It's about awareness,
Okay.
making conscious choices, and cultivating a more positive and authentic relationship.
With ourselves
Yes.
and with the online world,
Exactly.
and remembering that we have the power
Ooh, do.
to shape that online experience,
Absolutely.
we can choose to curate our feeds,
Yes.
surround ourselves with positive influences, and use our own platforms to spread kindness and encouragement.
Beautifully said.
So, to our listeners out there,
Yeah.
as you navigate this crazy world,
Yeah.
remember that you are worthy
You are.
just as you are.
Don't let the fear hold you back.
From being your true self,
Yes.
from chasing your dreams, from
Good.
connecting with others.
Embrace your imperfections.
Yes.
Celebrate your uniqueness.
And never underestimate the power of kindness.
So important.
And remember, you're not alone on this journey,
We're all in this together.
figuring it out one comment, one share at a time.
That's right.
Until next time, keep diving deep.